What is going on, fellas? So one of my first ones from work. I know I ain't supposed to be doing this, but I'm in the office and you'll hear the clicker of the mouse and the computer. I'm doing some stuff at work, but I have to bring you all a new series. And again, I think I'm going to be doing away with the CarCast. For those of you who've been long-term listeners, if you will, PSA for men, PSA for brothers, and my new one, this series, Toxic Femininity, are going to be here to stay. I think this is something that needs to be covered. Now, I went into the description box, excuse me, tongue-in-cheek, kind of naming any and everybody who would discuss toxic masculinity. There's almost nobody who won't touch that as far as man-bashing, especially when you're talking about, I don't know, any type of subject, as if, for example, rape. It's as if all men have natural instincts to rape. I think it's more of a nasty element of dominance, which men do have. That doesn't mean all men want to rape or forcibly, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. For the average guy, you could ask any dude, and most of them will actually tell you that consensual sex is the best sex. So I don't have any rape fantasies. I would implore you to ask around if you seriously believe that, for those of you in the toxic masculinity band camp. One thing I did forget to mention in the description box, whilst calling out essentially the left and the mainstream media and mainstream America socially and economically and from a government and legislative point, the right is as gynocentric as the left. Turd-flinging monkey, the YouTuber, with all due respect to the people who hate him or want to call him an incel, which I've debunked that bullshit, but you know, all that shit considered, Turd-flinging monkey actually has spent a decent amount of time talking about the gynocentrism of the right. I think there's a blind spot to them. Nobody wants to call out these traditionalists. And as a matter of fact, people have gone on the InfoWars platforms and Glenn Beck's show that had that Tommy Lahren chick. I mean, even the Tommy Lahren herself. I mean, they've been on interviews with guys like Tommy Sotomayor and other guys who may not even be a part of the manosphere, but dudes who've mentioned men's issues, if not men's issues, they brought up, you know, little boys' issues, male children. Like, I get not wanting to have sympathy for men. There's actually a biological reason for that, if you may give me time to go into that. So the biological reason for why there's no sympathy for the deaths or essentially oppression of a adult males is because there's an abundance. From a genetic standpoint, an adult male is useless because use the incel talking point, but a Chad has the ability to produce, you know, children with 10 women, whereas one woman can only produce one child in 9 months at a time. So essentially you're talking about one baby a year from one woman, whereas one Chad can replace 1,000 incels. And it is literally, with all due respect, I don't use the incel term as any type of insult. I have this viewpoint because I was an incel until I was about 19 or 20. If you're a male virgin, I have to go into detail in every shaming tactic that's used because I just have to. I apologize if you just bear with me on that first part, guys. So, real quick. So, male incels or virgins or whatever the hell. Honestly, guys, whilst I recommend not being ashamed of yourself for being a virgin and trying to kind of, I understand, I get it. There's so much shame, there's so much shit talking from society. I actually recommend if you're a male incel, that I have five things for you real quick. And I hate lists. I know some of y'all are tuning in for the toxic femininity episode, so bear with me. Okay, so here's five things for incels, if you will let me go off on a tangent. So number one, I need all of you guys who may have this problem, or even if you're not a virgin, but you're just sexually frustrated, I need you to A, get the fuck off social media, all of it. B, write yourself short-term and long-term goals. Sit down, reflect on yourself, look yourself in the mirror, think about what you value and what you want. What you want is sex from a woman and companionship, you're setting your bar in your life way too low. There's more to life than what another human being can give you. And often, if you tie your happiness to another human being, aka female validation, you're often going to be let down. So, seriously. So the second thing I need you all to do is to really sit down, reflect, maybe even get some therapy. discuss these things with not only an economic mentor, but like a therapist, because I think all men need a mentor, three types of mentors, if you will. Another sidebar. So, but anyway, three types of mentors that all men need, particularly if you're in the situation of the guys I'm talking to right now. So you need an economic mentor, you need a spiritual or emotional mentor, whatever your religious beliefs they may be. And the third thing you're going to need is kind of like a family, you know, somebody close to the vest, that type of mentor. And that type of mentor would just be like one of the, essentially, in slang words, an old head from your family. Somebody from your family or close friends that's successful. And what these three people, if you can find all three in one, great. But what these people will often tell you, if you were to sit down and come up with a plan for your life, when you sit down, you can go, I need you to come up with three plans. And when I talk about short-term and long-term goals, you should think about where you want to be 6 months from now. Think about where you want to be, you know, in a year, between 1.5 to 2 years. So you should plan for 6 months. Think about a year, about 2 years from then, and ask yourself what your long-term goal is. Now, it's going to be hard to come up with that one. The first two you should be able to come up with right away if you sit down and reflect and go over things with a third party that's unbiased and not going to bash you or not going to make you chase female validation or external validation from other human beings. We're trying to get you to discover things with your life. So those things, you know, but anyway, that's long-term. So the third thing I'm going to need you to do is, like I said in the second one, but get some fucking therapy. I mean, the first one was get off social media. Two, come up with long-term and short-term goals. Three, get some therapy, like really get some therapy. Four, if you don't have money, then I don't know, find something that you enjoy that's not addictive. Like I was a food addict. I'm a food addict. I find a lot of pleasure in food, even though the thing I enjoy most is like traveling, vacations, trips, stuff like that. Oh, I like seeing the world. But unfortunately, with the financial times I run into sometimes, and given my personal situation, which I won't go into detail, I've found myself for years self-medicating with food. So I want you to, for the next one, is to find something hobby-wise, even if it's, I think video games is a good hobby for like at home, but like find a productive hobby. I would recommend weightlifting, running. I know running kind of sucks, mountain climbing, outdoors. Get the fuck outside. So that'd be that one, pretty much. Get outside. Next, I would say start cutting toxic people out of your life. If you have so many toxic people in your life that they mean you no well, family or not, start cutting people off. And number five, learn how to. I would never sell anyone to embrace isolation, but if there's going to be points in your life where you're isolated, you need to figure out how to deal with that, how to remain productive in that, how to keep motivation high, things to do, etc. Now, if you're into art, music, whatever you're into, try to find local spots for activity. Get out, literally, like children, get outside and do the activity that you like to do. I'm a big airsoft, I like airsoft. I know it sounds childish, but I'm a fucking 30-something year old man, and I will take my ass to the fucking airsoft arena if they have one in the town I'm currently staying in Florida, actually. I don't want to reveal too much about my location, but in Florida, they got fucking airsoft, like warehouses and arenas and villages and shit, and it's pretty cool, excluding like the snakes and gators that you may run into down here. But yeah, man, like, and the sucks, if you're not in Florida, hopefully you're somewhere up north where it ain't like this, because summertime in Florida to do some airsoft shit, like, I've been in a warehouse once in Florida in summer, it's like 110, 115 in the fucking warehouse, man, shit sucks. But yeah, that, and honestly, that's it. I don't really want to go into more details about that. So I covered that kind of shit. I covered that shaming tactic, and I covered my point to those guys, because I ultimately have a tremendous amount of sympathy for them. So getting into the meat of the episode, which I will address the first portion, like I said before with the incel word, I want to address what this may be considered or perturbed as or interpreted as, because I know a lot of people would come with that. You're hurt, you're just an incel, this is sour grapes. So first, before I unpack the main thing, I want to unpack the initial responses this will get. All right, real quick. So when guys in the manosphere bring up the cock carousel, from the outside looking in, I completely understand how a lot of people may just look at it as sour grapes. How it's no secret, I would say 60, 70%, maybe 80% of the red pill and the manosphere and initiated men or guys who are just curious and just dive into the content, but maybe they don't identify it as anything. But let's just say that with the 80-20 rule in effect and in it of itself, you would say a lot of men in this sphere, including myself, are just sexually frustrated. Talking about the cock carousel is just sour grapes. We're jealous that the young women are essentially socially front-loaded all their success, their social success, if you will. They're front-loaded all the male attention and everything. You know, for example, they may say, you're just bitter, you're hurt, you're mad that we women get to have the sexual and romantic access to men that we definitely will never get with women. And that's just one thing we as men are just going to have to get over. I don't think that's the truth when men bring up the cock carousel. And that's why the title of this is the Cock Carousel Savior Complex. Because here's the thing. I personally don't have a beef with a woman's sexual history. I don't think there's any like scientific proof behind a woman who's, let's say, had sex with a lot of men having like quote unquote loose pussy or a beat up vagina. I mean, I think it's more of a hygienic thing that she didn't take care of herself down there, gotten checkups or whatever. I mean, if she's taking like mandingos regularly, I don't know, maybe there's a situation where that type of thing could happen. I don't know, but I don't think there's any scientific, you know, or any evidence that shows that deep sexual history will prove that her sex is going to suck if she's had 100 dudes versus a girl who's not had a lot of men. As a matter of fact, the low experienced girls maybe have had the sensation that their vaginas have been, again, I'm sorry for the language, but, you know, I guess, let me say the word, downstairs, they felt a particular way versus a girl who's had a lot of men. But honestly, the girls that were inexperienced from that standpoint, they're inexperienced kind of made you have to put in a little bit more effort in bed, if you will, versus with an experienced woman, which, I don't know, to each their own on that. Again, we're all whores at the end of the day. I mean, I commend the people like Ben Shapiro who saved it until marriage. Hopefully he married somebody like that, because I think, I don't know, like guys like Tim Tebow, you know, these guys who are voluntary virgins, if you will, celibate until marriage. I weep that they don't marry a woman with a deep sexual history. I think it's quite bullshit to go into a situation where you're like, commitment, commitment, commitment. Women are the ones that are obsessed with commitment. Men, not so much, because we know for a fact, even though they may say men do a lot of cheating, women do a lot, especially here in America. Women cheat so much. Oh my God, it's insane how insatiable the American female is sexually. And it's not incel speak. So they do a lot of cheating. So anyway, I've gone off topic a little bit. So you can make the point that the discussion about the cock carousel is sour grapes from men and bitterness and all that other stuff. I would like to forward you this argument before talking about the cock carousel savior complex. Why? I guess men may have an issue with the idea, if I may define, first of all, okay, the idea of the cock carousel. All the really saying is a woman who is just went crazy in her 20s. I mean, not every girl has rode the carousel. Let's clarify that. Not all women ride the carousel. There are a lot of girls who just are, like, I don't want to say so much like relationship addicted, but maybe they're addicted to that's their stability for them, and they stay in committed relationships. Now, granted, they may bounce from guy to guy, but, you know, a woman who's in a relationship every 6 months with a new guy, and that's all throughout her 20s, and by the time she's 30, she's slept with 30 or, you know, 20, 30 guys, but dated all of them. I wouldn't call her as much of a carousel rider as I would like the chick on YouTube, Nika Banana, who's like, I've slept with 200 dudes, or your Vegas, your inner city or your major city chick. Some of these women who probably could count, you know, how many people they've been with. I mean, Tiana Trump, the adult film star, the other day was talking about how by her senior year, she had had over 100, you know, partners, sexual partners, which, whatever. She's still fine. I'm pretty sure the dudes that do movies with her enjoy or whatever. So that's not to say a lot of ding-a-ling will loosen the ping-a-ling. No, excuse me. That sounds stupid. But where was I at? Okay. So the, I guess if you were to identify sour grapes about the cock carousel with women and what it is really, it's, I don't know. Each man may have his own definition. I think the average guy out here would be like, if a woman gets about to age 30 and she's had, I don't know, a specific amount of sex partners, they would, that most guys would probably tell you that that's the cock carousel. My personal thing with the cock carousel are cheaters. And the thing is, we have to identify, because a lot of women will cheat, but will rationalize it in their own head. So the average woman, actually, a lot of American women cheat, but they have rationalization hamsters, if you will, in their head that have spun a completely different narrative inside of their brain. And since they are guided mostly by emotions, they don't even, not only do they acknowledge it, they won't even acknowledge it, but they don't even consider themselves have ever cheated. But let's be real. And I've already discussed the rationalization hamster of a woman. So often, a woman will be unhappy in a relationship. A higher value male may trigger something called hypergamy in her brain. All women have hypergamy, they just don't. It's not as effect, or it doesn't have an effect on her as much as it does when she's 30 and she has quote unquote baby rabies. But the hypergamy is still there, and the hypergamy will cause her to essentially get turned off by her current boyfriend if a higher value guy made himself available to her. And they do what is called monkey branching. So a woman who monkey branches or acts on monkey branching, that's the thing. I think that's where I would say that's the cock carousel. A woman who cheated 6 times throughout her 20s, or let's not even put a number on it, but a serial cheater, because someone who cheats once will cheat 100 times. So let's say a woman who's cheated more than 10 times on boyfriends and used rationalization and the fact that she was turned off and she may spun up a story in her head about him being abusive, etc., alcoholic, and he was the worst guy ever, he changed, that's why I had to cheat and leave. That's just women's brains rationalizing, monkey branching. So personally, because every man may have his own definition of the cock carousel, but essentially if you may have a general definition of the cock carousel, is probably a woman has slept with more than 50 guys in her 20s, if you will, because that's the thing a lot of women like to do. I mean, some women ride the cock carousel deep into their 30s too. But yeah, that's pretty much that, if you will, give the general definition. I personally narrow it down a little bit. I would say serial cheaters, monkey branchers, and chicks who are insatiable, like they don't have any stability. I would give a woman less value as far romantic value if she was, you know, single for extended periods of time, went on dates and slept around, versus, you know, getting in committed relationships and then monkey branching her way from guy to guy to guy to guy. Like a monkey brancher, I call her monkey brancher. So a monkey brancher who slept with 10 guys via cheating, I'm going to hold her at an extremely low rating versus a girl who was single and had a bunch of one-night stands, which I'm not going to look, I don't know. That is what it is. Guys, let's be 100% real when we talk about the sour grapes. Let's not hold that against women, because of the dating dynamic was in our favor, where we could just play pick me with women, and it's like shooting crabs in a barrel, because dating for women is extremely easy. It's literally like shooting crabs in a barrel. The only time, the times where women say that they have dating difficulties is because their standards are way higher than what their options are. That is the only problem women have with dating. It's not like men, where it's literally a barren weight. You're talking about, especially men in their 20s, your average dudes, your below average dudes, it's a barren wasteland. There's nothing. You can't get anything. And that's why I talked about my incel days. And I finally came out of those days by going after the MILFs. You got to get you guys that are sexually frustrated, you incels, is another thing. If you're that desperate, or if you're not going to go to a prostitute, go get you these fucking MILFs. Not even so much MILFs. Get you these pulse wall, you know, freshly removed from the cock carousel type bitches, which I'm going to go into. and that will be your option. That's, those chicks are gonna be uber thirsty. You're young, a lot of you incel male and or incel or sexually frustrated men are in your 20s, so you're a younger man, and unfortunately, until you get your own value up, go get these valueless chicks that are off the cock carousel, that are 40, that are haggard, if you will. I mean, if you don't mind fucking old bitches, I didn't mind. I like, you know, a MILF or two. Postmenopausal chicks in their 50s, I fucked a 50-year-old. I mean, he gives a shit. Go there. That's going to be your warehouse. Unfortunately, the game is like that. You young guys are just going to have to bang the old bitches until you get in your 30s. And then when you're 35 or 40 and you're like at your economic peak, you can grab you the prime bitches, in, you know, 25, 28, 6, 27-year-old, the fine ones, and you won't even have to worry about other 35, 36, 37, 40-year-old bitches, people your age, which is kind of funny because a lot of women that age will say that the 35 and 40-year-old men don't want them, which is funny, but because they have more money, they, you know, they just made themselves higher up on the sexual market and are able to go snag them someone in their 20s or maybe 30s, early 30s. But that's just the game. That's how it unfolds. So, getting into this main topic, as we were already discussing the cock carousel. So, the cock carousel savior complex. When we're talking about this, like I said, everybody has their own definition. So what your own personal definition for you applies to you as a man. But in general, we know what the cock carousel is. And one thing we have to think and remember about the cock carousel, whether she was a serial cheater or she was just a rampant whore, whatever your personal definition is, you, as that man, making that own individual definition, have to use that definition to kind of vet women. And you have to consider this. When we talk about the cock carousel, whatever your definition is, always remember that a woman's behavior changes based off the value or kind of, you know, the approach toward the wall, if you will. Like, basically, when a woman is not on the cock carousel or she's off of it, she has to come off of it forcibly. They don't choose to come off. Always remember that they're forcibly removed from the carousel. So that's why I recommend guys not wife. That's why 30, 40-year-old men, 35 and 40-year-old men date younger women. Because these chicks that are forcibly removed from the cock carousel, they often resent the guys they settle down for after that ride. Like, why the fuck would you... Okay, imagine a child going to Disney. And you can only go to Disney every once in a while because Disney's fun. Disney's amazing. I'm a grown man. I fucking like Disney. But, you know, after you get done with Disney, you got to go back to your normal life. And imagine, aka Disney is the cock carousel, normal life is the beta husband that they may settle for via sperm jacking or any other means they may secure a husband after, you know, out of desperation, often after the, you know, they start to approach menopause and the wall, if you will. What happens is those women will want to go back to Disney. They'll resent their regular life. They'll sperm jack and rob that guy clean. And that'll be the end of that ride. And honestly, I'm sorry, I know I'm in office, but honestly, you can't blame them. But the thing is, you as men have to make the smart decision to not fucking settle down at that point. You should want to get them while they're young. And not like 20-something, but, you know, 28, 29, 30 is a great age, I think. They're still fertile, etc. Hopefully you can meet them in their 29, 28. And you'll still have some good fertility years there in her early 30s. It won't be as great as like having a baby at 26, but you know, you're gonna, if you are gonna go the blue pill route or purple pill route and marry and all that shit, I recommend not marrying. Obviously, if you wanna have children, then you're gonna have to go to women until the artificial womb exists. But that's pretty much how that's gonna work. And I'm just saying, for the individual man, don't take these chicks off the cock carousel. And it's a complex that women have, because I am critical, because I'm like, look, y'all aren't going to have your cakes and eat it too. Well, the thing is, I've discussed the whole sour grapes effect of the cock carousel, etc. The problem is, women want to have their cake and eat it too. You don't get to ride, particularly the serial cheaters. You chicks are not going to cheat your way up the corporate ladder, if you will, or up the economic, the classes, like middle class, etc. You're not going to cheat your way up in life. and expect some guy to save you as a, you know, Uber wifey or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Treat you as a princess, as a whatever you want to call it. Excuse me. So let's clear that up right now. And that's why I call it the cock carousel savior complex, because women have this expectation that after they do all their dirt, quote unquote dirt, they're like, okay, where are the good men? Where have all the good men gone? You've heard that term a lot in the manosphere particularly, but it, in general, if you have a grandmother or something like that, I hear a lot of older women. I've heard my own mother who was living that life finally get to a specific age, a particular age, and was like, oh, well, I want a man now. I want a man to take care of me. And it's like, it's way, 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 way too late for that. And unfortunately, you know, since we're from the black community, she was like, you know, on the thug dick cock carousels, which is, I think, the worst of all the carousels, because for some reason, thugs will put babies in bitches, a lot of them. Because I saw a statistic. Now, I don't know if it's actually true, but it's alarming. They're basically saying that the stats I saw basically show that, okay, 70s, about 80% of black women are single mothers. 80%. But only like 30 or 40% of black men have produced children out of wedlock, which leads me to believe that these chicks are out here getting knocked up literally by the same men. Obviously not literally, but like for every two single mothers is one black man, statistically. You know what I'm saying? One of these bums, one of these no good dudes, excuse me while I type. But that has nothing to do with it. So that savior complex, and I'm going to close right here. I'm going to close just on this portion because that's all I really want to talk about, the savior complex. Men, there's a gym next door. She always excuse the noise. Men are not responsible to save you from your bad decisions or the stupid shit or the fact that you didn't want to be smart in your life. You know, post-Walcott carousel riders that got off too late, most of them got off by force anyway. Yeah, these chicks, y'all are insane. You all are the equivalent of a man who, let's say, for example, and I'm a failed athlete, if you will, because I didn't go professional from college, etc. But, okay, so a failed athlete, right? So those guys that, Rico on Napoleon Dynamite, those type of dudes. The guy who's like got his mind right, you know, maybe he figured out what he wanted to do or what he could have done, et cetera, quarterbacking. I don't know. The guys that are reliving their glory days, et cetera, that's what you look like being post-Walcott carousel, essentially, with your savior complex. This idea that you can do that and then expect some man to swoop in and pay full price and for life for what you gave to too many men for free. Excuse me, I'm actually working at the same time as this podcast. All right, so what you gave to men, so many men for free, like, you're gonna have to take the L on that. I'm tired of you ladies who don't have any type of retirement plan. If your retirement plan is a good man, then you failed in life. You should have invested. You should have done something with yourself besides chasing random dicks or cheating your way up the economic ladder. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of you young women, unfortunately, waste your lives. That's why the welfare state has to get as big as it is. Women are why the welfare state exists. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. You could say they use the black community to kind of justify the welfare state, but let's be 1,000. The welfare state exists to essentially keep women happy, because women were the primary recipients of all the Jim Crow, you know, laws, if you will. Not the Jim Crow, the affirmative action to kind of counteract the Jim Crow laws, right? So, I don't know. I'll have to leave that one where it is. But, yeah, that shit, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, you guys. So let me just close. Okay. You don't deserve to be saved by any man at this point. Like, even my own mother. I see what the situation she's in. It saddens me, but I, from a logical standpoint, I see why. what the end of the road looks like for a lot of women if they continue the way they do. And I'm not saying they have to marry. Again, a lot of men these days are going to be anti-marriage because of the laws. The laws you all have, women are getting put in place, are trash. But there are men out there willing to engage in long-term relationships, and you're just going to have to, you'll just have to settle, literally settle, for a boyfriend for life. And I'm pretty sure there are some red pill guys who are down for that. The PUA sector of the red pill, a lot of those older dudes are wanting to settle down with a girl, but not like with a marriage, etc. So that's the deal. You'll have to take it, ladies. I recommend you take it. You'll be happier. The guys will be happier. Society will be better. You'll have children, etc. But unfortunately, we're going to need you guys to come off that fucking carousel a little bit earlier. Again, I no sour grapes here from the about your cock carousel. Ride that motherfucker. Ride it. I don't give a shit. But you're going to come off that. You're going to have to come off that bitch about 5, maybe 6, 7 years early. Like, start vetting. And y'all aren't stupid. Ladies, you aren't stupid. I hate to talk to as if any women were to listen to this, but ladies, you aren't stupid. If you can vet good dick, like, you know, like, your subconscious can vet whether or not a dude is, you know, attraction, right? You can vet physical attraction. Learn to vet spiritual attraction. Learn to vet how you click with a dude long term. Vet that. Find one of those dudes. Settle down by, like, 31, 30. Chill the fuck out with this carousel shit. Or you're going to end up like my mother, and that shit's sad. And I don't want to see that. I don't want that for women. Contrary to popular belief, members of the Red Pill don't hate women. So, this went about 30 minutes, so that's all I really wanted to say. Don't have a savior complex about when you're getting forced off the cock carousel. Just get off early. Enjoy the rides while you can. Get off early. Find some stability. Find some happiness. And then you can lead a happy life with a man, which most of you ladies, you think is your retirement plan anyway. So that's just going to have to be the deal. Now, you can find a sucker, a Russell Wilson, but it'll be few and far between, if you're not fine, especially. So good luck out there. Happy hunting. And guys, take heed. Don't save these chicks off the cock carousel. They have a savior complex. There are actually a lot of them are out looking to force it by sperm jacking you. If they aren't already single mothers. That's why a lot of the white single motherhood rate has skyrocketed. But the white single motherhood rate occurs in the 30s because of white women, or any women, and it's in general, but most black women are single mothers by 20-something. That's why I refer to white women specifically. They will start sperm jacking guys in their 30s because their body is telling them to have a baby because they're losing eggs, which is neither here nor there. So y'all get off that shit. You guys be careful of these cock carousel savior bitches. Don't save them. All right. Well, that was about it. I know this went extra long, and I appreciate y'all for listening this whole time. Y'all have a good one. I'm out.